From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Thursday, July 18th. Coming up, Illinois Republicans are taking advice and reflecting on how they can win more elections and gain more influence statewide. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. A Sangamon County deputy is being charged with murder for the death of Sonia Massey. Mawa Iqbal has more.
Sean Grayson is facing three counts of first-degree murder. Grayson and another deputy were responding to a 911 call from Massey earlier this month when, according to county officials, Grayson shot and killed the 36-year-old at her Springfield home. Massey's family viewed body camera footage yesterday. Meanwhile, dozens of community members and activists gathered outside the NAACP building in support, including Sunshine Clemens with Black Lives Matter Springfield.
The ask was just last night for people to come here, and you see we showed up today. We are following the family's lead. Whatever it is that they ask, we're here to support that.
The body camera footage will be released to the public Monday morning. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Champaign County voters may be able to choose to eliminate the county auditor position in November, depending on a decision tonight. IPM's Anoliko Ochuba has more.
The Champaign County Board plans to vote tonight on whether to put the referendum on the November ballot. Some board members in favor of abolishing the position say the auditor's duties can be moved to the Champaign County Executive Office to save money. Emily Rodriguez is a member of the board. She says she's no longer worried about losing that independent check on the budget.
The county board has multiple opportunities for oversight here and to check in and to offer feedback.
George Danos is the current county auditor. He says eliminating the position would give the Champaign County Executive's Office too much power. I'm Anoliko Chuba, IPM News.
It can be hard to talk to kids about political violence, like the assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump. Clinical psychologist Cynthia Lubin-Langtu tells The 21st Show that it is beneficial to start conversations with older children about these topics.
For those who are a little bit older and these things that, you know, will definitely be talked about on the playground, via social media and those other pieces, initiating conversations when we're pretty sure that they must have heard is a really important piece.
She says that initiating conversations will clear up misinformation and allow young people to process their emotions about taking in disturbing news stories. Still to come, we'll learn more about Illinois Republicans taking advice and reflecting on how they can win more elections and gain more influence statewide. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Next time on The 21st Show, historical context and perspective on this week's Republican National Convention, the attempted assassination of former President Trump, and the effort to get President Biden to step aside from his re-election bid. Plus, some black voters are said to be increasingly Trump curious. We'll hear about what's really going on. I'm Brian Mackey, and that's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. The Illinois Republican Party hasn't held a statewide office since Bruce Rauner was governor. Just three of the state's 17 U.S. representatives are Republican. Both U.S. senators are Democrats, and Democrats have supermajorities in Springfield. As the Republican National Convention enters the home stretch, Illinois Republicans are taking advice and reflecting on how they can win more elections and gain more influence statewide. Alex Stegman reports.
Former Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin flipped a New York congressional seat in 2014. Zeldin, a state senator at the time, campaigned by going where he didn't see any other elected officials.
Day after day, I would show up at crime scenes.
When the news media came to cover the crime and needed someone to talk to, there he was.
I started talking to them about the contrast of ideas between what they have right now with Democratic policies and what we are offering as Republicans, as conservatives, if given the opportunity to try to make their streets safer.
Illinois Republicans are trying to flip seats everywhere. Congress, the state legislature, offices like governor and the state treasurer. How do they think they should do that? Congresswoman Mary Miller says the party needs more voters. They should recruit people with like-minded values.
If just gun owners would come out and vote in Illinois, we could flip the state red.
Darren Bailey owns guns. He made campaign videos with them when he ran and lost bids for Illinois governor and then Congress. Bailey's now a Trump delegate, and I met up with him on the floor of the convention this week. He wants more people involved in the mechanics, especially at the local level, filling precinct committee positions across Illinois.
Only about 10% of the precincts are actually filled. So that is the bedrock role of a precinct committee person.
I'm somebody, okay, I'm a guy who hasn't voted in 20 years. I'm back in the party now because of Trump.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't care about this stuff. How do I care about this? How do you turn me out?
Well, we've got to elect good leaders, and we've got to see results. And until we do that, the next generation, younger people are going to struggle. I completely get that.
Republicans need to compete for governor in the U.S. Senate seat currently held by Democrat Dick Durbin in 2 years. But Bailey doesn't know who's going to be the person to do that.
We need someone who is solid, who's conservative. We need someone who's a good leader, and I don't know who that person is.
It's not you?
If the people so, you know, I did it once, it didn't work. I don't see in the environment of Illinois how a true conservative can win.
State Representative Charlie Meyer doesn't know who's going to run for those high-profile offices either.
It's an interesting question.
State Senator Terry Bryant? Also no, but she's optimistic.
I think we have enough good candidates on our bench to have some very good possibilities in 2026.
Senator Bryant, maybe?
No, don't anybody.
Kathy Salvey takes over as state party chair when the Republican National Convention wraps up at the end of the week. In a speech to the Illinois Republican delegation as chair-elect, she said the GOP won't get anything done until they stop fighting each other.
Listen, I love this party because sometimes we air our dirty laundry with one another, and it gets into the press of these fine people. But we need to say, you know, let's give that person the benefit of a new, fresh day. And that's how we will win elections here in Illinois. Let me remind you again, Republican unity wins in 2024.
So while Illinois Republicans are wrapping up the week unified behind Donald Trump, many of them acknowledge they need to do more work to be unified themselves. Their future depends on it. I'm Alex Degman.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be sunny with a high of 76 degrees. That's it for today. 2 in 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal, Alex Degman, Anuligo Ochuba, and Alyssa Eaton. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 in 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.